from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Get Her Done Tuesday. It's 8:05. An hour ago, we announced our Alice in Winterland lineup. You can get all the details at RadioAlice.com. We'll be talking about that a lot. The tickets go on sale on Thursday at 8 a.m. It's Kesha and Avril Lavigne. All right. So earlier today, you were talking about John O'Connor, who dragged a man to safety with no seconds to spare, nanoseconds to spare.
This was after the Raiders win. Congratulations, Raiders, by the way. That was a solid win for you guys. At the BART station, so the stadium's letting out. Yep. The place is packed.
Crowded.
This guy walks off the platform, falls down
sort of
onto
stumbles
the...
off.
Right. It looks like he's either wasted or not paying attention and talking on the phone, or both.
Right.
But either way, John O'Connor pulled that guy to safety with, as you just stated, no seconds to spare.
Yeah, just a miraculous save. So this isn't quite at that drama level, but there's a lot of elements to this story. And so bear with me. I'll start at the beginning with an email that we got from someone named Catherine, who said, I woke up this morning to find out that during the evacuation from the fires in Sonoma County, a friend of hers had been robbed. So everyone's told to get out, and this guy, while he's gone, has a bunch of guitars stolen from him. He's a teacher who taught little kids rock for many years. She says here, he spends his own time to teach years and years of children the beauty of music. The school will replace the computers that were stolen, but not the electric guitars that were used for the after-school rock band club. So she's letting us know and saying, if there's anything you can do to help, let us know. So Yuzette forwarded that to our friends, our heroes, at Bananas at Large. Alan wrote back to this woman and said, Bananas has you covered. We take our responsibility of being good community members seriously. Music education is one of the most important advocacies I'm committed to. I'll find a few guitars to get over to you. I'll pick a few, have our tech do a once over and set them up on and get them to the Santa Rosa store for you. And then gets into the details about how they'll get picked up, et cetera. Also, he's like extending a discount through the end of the year for people who, you know, mentioned the right school, which was the name of it. And then, so he wrote a statement. Alan wrote a, because Yuzi said, can you just write a little statement?
Yeah, give me a statement.
Something we can put out there. Bananas at Large has been a supporter of local music programs for many years. When hearing about the Wright Charter School guitars being stolen from the school, we wanted to help. It's our pleasure to replace the guitars and help the kids and the school by empowering them to inspire others through music. We feel strongly that supplementing kids' educations with music not only makes them smarter, it empowers their creativity. We're happy to be able to help in any way we can. Make music and go Bananas.
Great job, Alan.
Very, very nice.
He got back to me like within 10 minutes. Boom, boom. Everything happens so fast.
It's so great.
It is.
And frankly, that's not the first time we've reached out to him with stuff. And, and he just turns it around.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget that he's a small business. And, and while
that's coming off his bottom line.
Giant chains out there that are, I don't know whether they're doing great or not. Small businesses, for example, when their power's turned off and they can't open, that affects them.
More than
when you buy an instrument this chains. Holiday season for that kid to put under the tree, maybe think about going to Bananas.
Go local.
Mm-hmm. Also, Ellen's assistant, and I'm not sure how to say her name, Vinny. I don't know if it's Shayna or Shauna, helped out as well. S-H-A-A-N-A.
Maybe it is Shauna. We used to talk to her for Sean's guitar lessons, his piano lessons that he took over there.
Cool.
You're right. It's a local company and a great group of people. And for him to just say, I'll take that off my bottom line. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Let me help you out. It's big. So thanks. I just wanted to say that because I think Bananas, first of all, they've helped us out a million times.
Just look at our little rock concert.
We have a whole rock
corner. Too bad I haven't picked up an instrument in 2 months.
Pick one up now.
I know. I mean, I'm saying I haven't practiced or touched one in months.
Wow. Let's hear it. You know?
I need to practice. You don't understand. I might get to practice today since I can't eat or do anything.
You really can't. You got to stay away from the people who are shoving food in their mouths.
Yeah,
only liquids for you. Yeah, Vinny's having his colostomy. His
no.
What's it called?
No, I'm not having
colonoscopy. He's getting a colostomy tomorrow. No. Getting his colonoscopy tomorrow. Johnny Mosey's going to sit in for you. He was happy to come and help us out.
Yeah.
So we'll be talking about
you
Vinny's,
know what? I better remind him that he's coming.
Yeah, you better. That's a guy who forgets things. You know what? Remind his wife.
I will.
All right. So more things that Vinny will love. Frozen 2. What's the release date on that, Vinny?
The 22nd.
Yeah,
so,
that is correct.
We're thinking about, I'm going to see that over the Thanksgiving holiday
yes.
is the bottom line. I'm not sure what day,
you'll
but it's happening.
That. November 22nd, it arrives in theaters, and we have a brand new song from Frozen 2 performed by Panic at the Disco.
I just don't think they're going to be able to capture what happened for Frozen 1, do you think?
I can't imagine it. That was, the movie's fine. Is it the best Disney movie? No. Is it the best characters? No.
But it is the one.
It just struck gold.
Yeah. With a certain generation of kids, it's everything.
It's the one.
Yeah. My kid went and saw all of the, she kind of freaked out at Jasmine, but she wouldn't even go near Elsa the first time she was at Disneyland. She couldn't do it.
Right.
And then the second time, she was just, the pictures we have, she's in awe of that character.
Well, there she is. She's here.
Oh, my God. Queen Elsa. Anyway,
and so I can go right up to her.
It's big, and I'm excited for her to enjoy it.
So Panic at the Disco has released, I guess it's over the end credits it's going to play. It's called Into the Unknown.
All right.
Oh, this is so good. I got chills.
Yeah, it's really good.
Ah, crank it up. Here it comes. Oh, so good. You think that'll be a hit? Like beyond just the movie, like I want to hear that over and over.
I like it.
Can you do it? Do that high.
Into the unknown. No, not really. not in an open voice anyway. That's good. Oh.
Look
she's
at
in
that.
It too.
We heard
this is
a
just
while
the version.
Ago. This is a Adele Dazeem's version.
Into the unknown. That's great. Those big voices. Oh, so good. Adele Dazeem. Nice. Oh, it's so good. I love that.
Oh, you love
Jane.
It.
Jane, is that going to be a hit? Is that going to be something? I mean, we play Panic at the Disco. Let's play that song. That's so good. Chunk, 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 chunk. Anyway, listen.
Well, looks like somebody's going to be seeing that week as well.
Maybe.
Have you seen the first one?
Yeah, I saw it.
You've
the first
seen Frozen.
One. Yeah.
All right.
I can't remember why I saw it. Maybe I watched it by myself, actually, now that I think about it, because everyone was talking about it. Well, Frozen 2, looks like advanced tickets are now officially available, too. So if you haven't already gotten them, you might want to get on
someone
that.
Someone is asking Vinny, is Vinny watching The Little Mermaid live tonight?
Oh.
So it was on, you know, my TV reminders. Mm-hmm. It's Little Mermaid Live, 8 p.m. on ABC. And Queen Latifah as Ursula, Shaggy as Sebastian, the crab, John Stamos as Chef Louis.
Yeah.
And then someone named Graham Phillips as Prince Eric.
Uh-huh. Hmm. I don't know. By then I will have taken my first dose of colostomy medicine.
You should make sure you tape it anyway. I mean, I'm sure your kids
sure.
will love it. Does she love the Little Mermaid?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
What's that thing? Fork.
Yeah, she'll go, okay, let's have movie night, and you can pick between these movies.
You can
The
pick.
Little Mermaid, Tangle, and then you're like, well, I can't win.
Yeah, there's no winning. Why don't you just pick?
Yeah, I mean.
Whichever one you want.
Yeah.
It's clear we're going to watch. Oh. We're going to indulge you.
What you want to watch.
Right.
Everything. So this is tonight, huh? She's got everything.
So this isn't a movie. This is a TV thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a live. Did they do a Broadway show of that? Is it one of those things that they...
Sure.
Yeah. No, I'm seeing no from Vaughn. Just some kind of, you know, is it, performance of it.
Yeah, is it going to be a cartoon, though?
No. It's a live action. Okay. Well, you know, they've been doing these.
So is this the one... Yeah. Is this the one... I remember there was a big deal made about them casting a black mermaid.
Oh.
So is she... Who's playing...
Queen Latifah.
No.
No, wait. No.
She's playing Ursula.
Who's playing Ariel? Is that going to be a live-action movie version?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I don't know this name. Ali Cavallo. Ali. You know what? Let me show you the spelling.
Well, let's just look her up and tell us if she's African-American. Because we've definitely read about that.
This right here.
All right. So anyway, that's happening on TV right tonight.
As Ariel.
Oh, wow. That is...
Oh, what? How do you say it?
A-U-L-I... Apostrophe L?
Alil?
Hold on, I'll tell you in 1 second.
All right. Just have the computer pronounce it for us.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Never mind.
I'm reading that they're going to show the animated film, but all the songs will be performed live.
Oh.
No, this is...
This is tonight?
This is not the movie, then. So the other little girl that's been cast that we're talking about... is someone entirely else.
Oh,
this
you know what? I was going to say it's a Hawaiian name. It is a Hawaiian name.
Right. So this is going to be, this is the person who's going to sing tonight, and she's not going to be in the movie because we definitely heard that they were doing like a live action movie version of it. And I want to say I heard somebody else's name besides Queen Latifah for Ursula for that movie too, but maybe I'm crazy.
She plays Moana.
She's the voice of Moana in the movie.
She's the voice of Moana, and now she's playing in this TV show. Whatever.
There's a Broadway musical called Jagged Little Pill.
Oh.
And it's taking the music of Alanis Morissette and weaving it into some kind of a Broadway musical.
The most bizarre concert experience I've ever been to was Alanis Morissette.
Because she was brand new, all the stuff.
And the place was sold out, packed, and every single person there, besides me and my friend, were women, and they knew every word. Every single word the whole way through.
It's
it was a trip.
To deny me of the cross I bear that you gave to me. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like one of those things just before she broke and went everywhere. Clearly a ton of people already knew what was about to happen.
A lot of people just heard that one song and went, oh my God, I'm in. So anyway, all these songs, all these various Alanis Morissette songs are woven into this Broadway show. And we actually have the first song from the cast album. So what do you have here? This is them actually recording it.
Correct.
Oh, let's have a look at this. What song is it? Oh, it's Learn. You Learn. Well, it's the Broadway version of it.
You know... It's not my thing, but I can see how people love this. It's neat. There's a lot of super talented people gathered for this event. It's going to be, I'm sure, very cool.
I really like it.
Yeah, the video's neat. Like watching them sort of.
Yeah, Atlanta standing there, like watching them record her songs. It's got to be a fun thing.
Yeah. Can we put that up? Bryn?
Sure.
Yeah, put that on the ceremony Facebook
page.
Nice.
Along with the performance from you guys, too. It's right there as well.
Yeah, right.
Hey, one more musical thing. Jeff Goldblum has shared a new jazz album. I shouldn't be telling you this, it's called. He's got, let's see, collaborations on here with Miley Cyrus, Fiona Apple, of all people. Did you grab a couple songs off of this? I want to hear the Miley and the Fiona for sure. It's called I Shouldn't Be Telling You This. Jeff Goldblum, this is his second jazz. He's apparently a very accomplished pianist, and only last year he put out his very first
didn't he
jazz
play
album.
At Outside Lands?
I thought it was at
Bottle Rock.
Bottle Rock.
Oh, right. I remember.
Do you think it's Outside Lands?
Yeah, right. I didn't see him though. I just saw him that he was there. I'm not sure if he was in a smaller tent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Good for him.
All right, let's hear how this sounds. Which one did you grab?
His one with Fiona Apple.
All right.
She's got it all. She can sing. She's kind of kooky.
She's a great piano player.
I know.
She's amazing.
Like if she walked up to me, if I was single and she walked up and said, you have to marry me, I would say, okay. I'll ride for as long as I'll try to stay on as long as I can.
You little coot.
And run from the burning house.
I feel like I haven't heard her in so long too, other than the, you know, we don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, picks up there. There's Jeff. So Jeff's on piano.
Uh-huh.
Does he sing some of these songs?
I didn't hear any of
it's him. All just people sitting
in. I don't think,
in.
At least.
All right.
I don't know.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
So much stuff. A $30,000 purse. What?
Oh, Jesus.
And more after the...
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you, Jane.
Yay!
Thank you for counting blue cards.
Yay,
love
Jane!
That song.
Yay, Jane. What's the next one, guys?
We were thinking, let's do Bare Naked Ladies, if she'll do it.
Okay.
Bare Naked Ladies 1 week.
If she'll do it.
If I don't know.
Pretty,
I don't
please,
I don't want to put too much
Jane.
Pressure on her. She already wrote me a thank you for the announcement this morning.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
We love each other. You know?
I don't know what to do about this.
What are you going to do about it?
I feel like she's been stolen from me.
Sorry about it.
Ah, killing me.
Jane. Yep. Yeah, so that's a nice of her, though.
Maybe you need to write her a song or a poem.
Maybe a song about, yeah, you could probably win her back.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let's hear you
sing. I don't like
Jane.
It. No.
You don't like bribing?
This is all about Jane.
You.
That's pretty good.
You know what? She was here.
What?
Why you? That was smart. This Alice Report is brought to you by the chicken sandwich everyone's talking about, and it's only at the Organic Coup.
Oh, that's
the organic
one.
Revolution at the Organic Coup today.
Thanks, Organic Coup, for everything at the Winchester Mystery House last
week.
Thank your best friend. Stop acting like that.
Oh, my God. So Krispy Kreme now makes the news again. I have a follow-up to the student who was told to cease and desist with your driving from Minnesota to Iowa, buying
100
dozen donuts and driving back and selling them to your own customers at profit.
Yeah. He had
Krispy
to make the trip.
Kreme has now reached an agreement with the college student who was doing that trip. The company has now said that he can work with Krispy Kreme as an independent operator. The deal also includes
getting a franchise deal.
500 dozen donut donation when he starts his business back up again.
Is that so? So he'll be like under some rules of theirs or
sure. Well,
something.
They're saying there's a liability on their part if he's out there representing them not as an employee. So they've struck a deal with the kid.
Oh, well, that's good. They
I'm
worked
assuming
it out.
That means they've put him under some kind of insurance umbrella.
I'm assuming that means they were shamed into this. And
sure.
Now they've
you
figured
bet.
Out a way to do it.
Well, that's, you know.
He's buying. It's not like he's illegally buying your donuts.
The social media can work as a pry bar.
It sure can.
Depending.
Oh, the optics on this are terrible.
Right.
We better find a way to make this right and fast.
Hey, there is a vote today. Today is a day that we vote. And the Chronicle has a great San Francisco vote guide if you're voting here locally. So that's for the mayor. You won't recognize any of the other names unless you're related to them. Looks like Lennon Breed's got a runaway. There's also supervisors, DAs, Board of Education, and then a bunch of propositions, including the one that was originally sponsored by e-cig maker Juul. So that's for you to decide and figure out, but I just wanted to mention it again. The Kron's got a bunch of info on that for you here locally.
All right.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
The 1876 presidential election had the highest voter turnout of any election in history. 81.8% of Americans voted. How is that possible? When you think about, I guess 81.8% of Americans who were allowed to vote.
I was going to say women couldn't vote at that
point. Right, or anyone else for that
matter.
So
basically,
the vote
was 40%
for
of the
white dudes,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that was after the Civil War, so did, I think the former slaves had like some fraction of a vote.
That's not getting to vote.
I agree. I totally agree with
you. So, it's an interesting fast fact as I looked at it and thought, wow, that's a great turnout. Now that I'm thinking about it,
not
that's
that great.
Not even close to the percentage of all Americans.
Yeah.
That's just the percentage of Americans that could this.
That were eligible. That's a piece of poop fast fact. I think, isn't that the election that Susan B. Anthony illegally voted in?
I don't know about that.
Well, it might have been one in the 1880s.
They're saying it was one of the most contentious and controversial presidential elections in American history.
Who was up?
Rutherford B. Hayes and Sam.
Samuel Tilden.
She voted in the Ulysses S. Grant one.
Anyway, the point is that's not the number.
No,
that
you're right
number's
about that.
Bogus. So we'll move on.
Yeah.
A Russian company called Promobot is making robot clones of real people.
Oh boy.
The robots cost $20,000 to $50,000 depending on how detailed you want yours, but you can get a robot that looks just like you.
So does it have some kind of skin?
They have artificial intelligence systems that allow them to talk and interact as well, so you can be your own best friend.
Huh.
Before you spend the money, though, these robots can't walk.
Oh.
And their faces, necks, and torsos can't move. But hey, you're in early on the robot thing.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till the robot thing gets A, a little more affordable, and B, a little more mobile.
All right.
I need my robot to do my laundry.
All right. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Doing laundry stinks.
Yes.
It's not fun.
No.
Stinks.
I want Rosie to do all my work for me.
From the Jetsons?
Yeah. And also, if the robot could cook, that'd be great, too. And do the shopping. Oh, my God. All the things. Ooh. Hmm. Something just showed up.
What just happened?
Some kind of food walked in the door.
Oh.
What is it?
I'm starving.
Oh.
Wow. I can't eat any of it. I just realized.
Oh, it's National Donut Day.
Oh, my.
Did Krispy Kreme walk in?
No.
Safeway sent donuts.
Safeway.
Well, thank you, Safeway.
Safeway.
Look amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for bringing them up.
They look like something that Vinny just doesn't even want to eat. He doesn't eat those.
It's fine. It's so fine. You know what I really want for breakfast this morning? Is broth.
Yeah. Clear broth.
I know a lot of people say that all the time. They're always like, I'll have broth, please.
Sure. Give me a little cup of consomme.
They look so good.
Do they?
Boy.
Yeah.
No, will you stop it? You're just torturing him now. You're so mean.
Last August, Microsoft Japan decided to test what would happen if they had their employees work 4 days a week instead of five.
Oh, God, please tell me good things happen.
They let all 2,300 of their employees have Fridays off for a month. And the result was... A huge success!
For they work week for everybody!
Productivity went up 40%, so even though people were working for less time, they got way more done!
Okay,
4 day work weeks, everyone.
4 day work week is the way to go. Yeah. Oh.
There you go.
Kill it.
Kill it.
I'm going to ask you a question. Now, listen. I know you've been married for 20-plus years.
Yeah, 26
years. And with that guy for even longer.
You 30
got a
years.
Boyfriend ring on your...
I do. I got a boyfriend ring.
Right.
That's funny.
celebrating your 30 years together.
This past August was 30 years.
Incredible. Rubies and emeralds.
Yeah.
She picked it out and told him.
I gave him a few choices.
Right.
And pick one of these.
Pick any one of these.
Yep.
He knows me so well.
These are all good. He knows
me
so well.
Can you believe she says stuff?
I know.
I love when she says things too. You have to question it and then you just don't because you don't want her to fight with you. But when she's like, yeah, me and all the boys in my family, we watched The King. They loved it.
It wasn't my idea to watch The King. It wasn't.
Anyway, let me get back to you were single at one time and you did get around a little bit.
Sure. Spent a lot of time.
You've seen some different man areas.
Sure. Lots of them. Yeah.
How would you respond if you were getting with a guy, let's say this was back in the day when you were the lead singer of Geneva.
Yeah.
And there it's you are days. From the stage. Yeah. You see a good looking mister.
How you doing, buddy?
And you're like, hey, pal.
Meet me backstage.
I'll see you back
see
there.
See after the show.
Yeah. You bring him back there and you unpants him.
Yeah. As I did.
De-pants them.
Right. Just pants him.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And there... before your very eyes.
Oh, God. Is it gleaming gold?
It's completely hairless. Oh. I mean completely. Mm. I mean the hair is gone. He has taken all the hair off.
I'm fine with that.
You are?
Sure.
More men are using laser hair removal on their private parts than ever. Mm. They're completely... and we're not talking about chest hair. Mm.
They're doing that too, right?
They're removing
the... let's laser that crap off.
The man zone completely.
Make it look bigger.
Huh. Is that what you want it for?
Just everything. You want it for everything. Like, let's get that out of there. This is... oh, that's not fun. Yeah.
Men between the ages of 24 and 45 are now getting their entire... they're calling it the male Brazilian.
All right.
Or the Brazilian.
Oh, the Brazilian. I like that.
The treatment includes,
I suppose back in the day, I would have been like, what the hell's going on here? Because
it's from the belly button
to
the top of the butt crack. Do you understand what I'm saying?
The whole
U-shape.
The
grundle.
It's under there. It's gross. All right.
So you'd be good with it. You're like, yeah, man, let's go.
I guess so,
what about you?
I'm okay with it.
You're good with it, too.
Yeah.
All right.
John keeps his pretty tight.
Oh, nice.
Good. Oh, wow. Yikes.
Tight. John just clips it down. Just clipped. Everything's clipped. And sometimes I'm like, that needs a clip.
Oh, so you like it.
Sure.
You're
that's
your preferred delivery method is clipped.
Yeah. Let's keep that tight.
A New Jersey woman is... anyway, I just thought that was interesting. That's like regular
like
now.
Full-on hairy.
Men
removal.
Are now...
you know what's weird about that is that so much... men are so much hairier anyway. Like... is that, does that look weird when that's hairless, but then your thighs are immediately hairy? Like, are you also taking
I would not do the
just
all
the
bald
one area, yeah.
There, because I have hair up here.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, that looks stupid.
Yeah, it looks just weird. It's like
I'm
this,
not doing that.
It's like a meteor crater.
So
or
the hair
what happened there?
Runs right up the street next to it.
Yeah.
But then, no. That's why the clip is the only way to go.
Yeah. Too much. You guys have too much acreage in that forest.
Right. A New Jersey woman is suing a country club for $30,000, claiming a slippery-fingered waiter spilled wine on her pricey pink purse.
Uh-oh.
Mariana Bader was dining at the swanky Alpine Country Club in September 2017 when a server... stained her stylish Hermes handbag.
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
When she complained about the flub, both the club and her insurance company were dismissive.
Oh, her insurance company.
Well, you're not really rich if you're worried about your bag having a stain. Now, are you?
So I should just throw my $30,000 handbag away?
They couldn't comprehend that a bag could be worth that much to begin with. They kind of discriminated against her because she actually owned such an expensive bag.
It's like affluenza.
It's sort of like a rich person problem, she says.
Well,
well,
rich people have problems. That's true. I mean, I suppose, right?
I mean, you see these rich cats out there with their... This shoe has been worn. I can't wear it again.
Oh, I'm going to need a new
People
set.
People have seen me in that.
Yeah.
Well, in these days, it's harder than ever because of Instagram and Facebook. Can't wear that again.
And the lawsuit, Bader claims that the ultra-exclusive country club was negligent when it hired the clumsy waiter, who also spilled on her spouse.
This guy's just a buffoon. Get this riffraff out of the Alpine Country Club.
Whoever the waiter was proceeded to pour red wine and didn't stop and poured it all over her husband.
Oh,
and poured it all over her very expensive Hermes
bag. What is this guy doing?
Well, she was probably a bee to him.
Yeah, she sounds like a bee. Although I guess we shouldn't discriminate against her. You know, she's rich and doesn't want wine poured on her. I mean, neither of those is a crime.
Though?
I know. Maybe it fell over and he didn't on a tray and he didn't realize it. Mm. It just kept glugging out. Like I can't understand how you continue to pour wine. Just like it's like he's just painting the table with it.
I feel like to me, if you're gonna, it's just like the expensive car thing. If you're gonna park an expensive car in a lot where there are
other cars,
grocery carts, and other cars,
the world,
this
wind.
Guy. Driving with his knees and texting.
Right.
Because he's, you know, you're asking for, it's a possible, you're living life.
Right.
What you should do is leave that Hermes bag at home and buy a flappy bag from me for triple the price of a slappy bag. I mean, if you want to waste your money, no problem.
Sure.
But at least it's a little
Well, yours comes with some hand-drawn artwork on it, too. I mean,
right.
You know, listen. You got to buy them from me at full price.
You had to
Vinny.
Be here a little while you ago. Did. Anyway, the point is,
I
does
was
she
here,
get
though,
her money right? back?
Well, look, if she's got the thing insured, and I don't know what a restaurant's responsibility is, but she has it insured, so she should get the money back, I guess. I mean, just because she's rich, she doesn't get, like, insurance doesn't have to pay her? That
yeah,
doesn't
that's
seem right.
Not right. She should get her money
She was
back.
At a country club, for God's sake, you guys. Come on.
Come on, where?
I don't know.
All right.
Eileen,
let's go shopping.
Our text number is... She didn't get a drum for that? Did you hear her? Come on, Eileen.
I actually didn't hear that.
You don't know that?
He probably, do you know that song, Bryn? It's a song.
No, I don't.
Come on, Eileen. Oh, what's it, Eileen?
I
at
think
this
I,
moment, you mean everything. You in that dress.
Yeah,
all
I know that
my
song.
Thoughts, I
totally,
confess,
I totally
were
know song,
all
yeah.
dirty.
I was getting ready for this sound effect, which is stupid, whatever. I just didn't use it. You know?
Hey,
you
my purse. Hey, hey, you're pouring that on my purse, man. Oh, sorry. You're pouring that on my Hermes bag. It's a $30,000 mistake.
Hey, was this an
what
Alice Essential?
I don't think so.
Hell's Bells was, though, right?
Sure.
Hey,
Hell's
Jane,
Bells,
we're
sure.
going to add that to the list.
Yeah, Hell's Bells.
Oh, and Number of the Beast.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's another Alice
God.
Essential. How did she know? She wasn't here, you know? Beginning of Alice. Just
this
tell her
station
exactly
was
what.
Built on Maiden.
Yeah.
Ah!
Okay, we'll be back.
Sarah and Vinny.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.